money.
If you're in the real estate market, purchasing a home, maybe refinancing a home, refinance not bringing as much pressure as far as timelines as a purchase is. Well, where the timelines and backups are right now is appraisals. I want to talk a little bit of appraisal facts to give you an understanding about appraisals and maybe some common questions or questions that you may have as a listener. The homeowner, will you receive a copy of the appraisal? Yes, the Equal Credit Opportunity Act, ECOA, requires creditors to automatically send a free copy of home appraisal and all other written evaluations on the property after they are completed, regardless of whether credit is extended, denied, incomplete, or withdrawn. So as soon as that appraisal report comes back in, you should receive a copy of that in your email within 24 hours. What kind of information can you ask your agent to provide, or for my realtor partners, because I have a lot of regular realtor listeners out there, as well as a lot that come into studio. And so things that you can do to help with the preparation for the appraisal process to make it a little bit easier for the appraiser is prepare an appraiser's package. In advance, have available for the appraiser at the property a package that would include plats, surveys, deeds, conveyance, homeowner's documents, floor plans, specifications, inspection reports, neighborhood details, recent similar quality comparables. That would be at the minimum. You want to have all your comparables ready and how that value is getting supported, make it a little bit easier for them. Detailed list and dates of upgrades, remodels, and cost of energy efficient green features, which we have a green feature specialist here in studio today. If you can and it's possible to meet the appraiser out to the property as a real estate agent, just to make their jobs, again, a little bit easier. They're so backed up and busy right now, and helping with that report, to just remember that the appraiser does have an opinion on value. So the easier that we can make it for them to be favorable on that opinion sometimes could make it easier process. Can I speak with the appraiser? Yes, regulations allow real estate agents or other persons with interest in the real estate transaction to communicate with the appraiser and provide additional property information, including a copy of the sales contract. An agent or other persons with interest in the real estate transaction may not obviously intimidate or bribe an appraiser for a more favorable value. Where the confusion may come up with is the lenders. The lenders are not directly talking to the appraiser. They're working through a management company, which I will talk about in just a second. As a realtor, if you're wondering to make sure that you're staying safe in this area of communication with appraisers, you can go to realtor.org/appraisal/appraiser-independence, and you can find that on my website as well. Now, why do you want to talk with the appraiser? Value, if the value is inaccurate, are you able to communicate with the appraiser on that? Yes, you can. So if there's any issues that come up in the appraisal with the value, if there's additional information that you can provide to help and why you feel that the value is there, you can go through that process with the appraiser to help with the appeal process. The appeal process is going to go through the lender. Again, they're going to be going through a management company, which I'm going to talk about in just a couple minutes. Why does the lender give the appraisal a copy of the purchase and sale agreement? The government-sponsored enterprises, GSEs, require that an appraiser and analyze the sales contract, and the appraiser must confirm the contract of the appraisal report. So the appraiser is looking at the terms of the sales contract, compares what's typical in the market, looking at what type of loan programs available. So that's why the contract is provided to the appraiser at the time that the appraisal is ordered. Now, why do appraisers sometimes take assignments if they are outside of the market area? Well, appraisers are required to be competent in the geographic area where they're going to be working. So if they're choosing to pick up an appraisal in an area that is out of their normal area and you're wondering if they're experienced, they have to know that geographic area to do that. Now, some appraisers work in cities and counties beyond their residence, but again, are knowledgeable in the specific areas. Otherwise, they're not allowed to pick up the appraiser. So if you suspect that the appraiser is not competent in the area that he's appraising, you can contact the lender to put in your concerns. Now, does the buyer's financing choice affect the impact of the appraisal process? Yes, it can. The appraiser must comply with the Uniform Standards of Professional Appraiser Practice, USPAP, and appraisal regulations, but also follow any additional requirements from the mortgage lender, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, FHA, USDA, VA. So all of them have different requirements in how that appraisal report is completed. Now, how long does the appraisal process take? It really just depends. It depends on, what's happening in the environment. And right now, that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring this in today. And I've talked a couple times during Money Chat in the last few weeks about appraisals, because it is a challenge in the turn times and what's coming up. There's just not enough appraisers out there. That's the bottom line. And so once again, yes, we have hit once again historical low interest rates. Not just low, but we've hit another historical low interest rates. So with that, the volume appraisals that are coming in for those of you that are looking at refinancing your homes, again, with the purchase contracts, there's been a lot of changes in the requirements as far as what the appraisers have to do and what they're putting on the report. So there's just a lot more work. It takes a lot more time. So again, it's going to vary. But I think if you're looking, at a 2-week, that probably is a good estimate. So if you're looking at purchasing, I want to give a call to action or shout out to my buyers out there. It's really, really important that you acknowledge and provide the intent to proceed once that contract is, you have mutual acceptance. So that's the disclosure package, getting the disclosure package back as quickly as possible, because nothing can happen with the appraisal process until that's been completed. So you need to have a sense of urgency there, especially if you're looking at under a 40-day close. Now, how can I know more about the appraisal process? For you as a consumer, talk with your lender again, or you can go to the Appraisal Foundation Guide to Underwriting. Guide to Understanding, we're not talking about underwriting today, Understanding the Residential Appraisal at realtor.org/appraisal. Again, you can find that on my website at themoneyhour.com. The appraiser develops an independent, impartial, and objective opinion on the value of the property. The appraised value may not always support the sales price of the home. This means that the appraiser's opinion is saying that the buyer is paying more than what the property is valued at. What is value? It's what people are willing to pay for a property right now, today, as that appraisal is getting completed. What are your options there? If for some reason the appraisal comes low, you've got three. Seller lowers the price. Not likely going to happen in this environment. Buyer agrees to pay the difference. That's what I'm seeing in a lot of situations. The buyer is paying the difference. Or both parties are deciding to walk away from the contract. Now, for you as a buyer, you need to make sure that you understand the contingencies and what you've waived up front to be more favorable in that offer negotiation at the beginning of the process, because you may not have the opportunity to walk away. So make sure you understand your contingencies and talk with your realtor about that. Who orders the appraisal? The appraisal is ordered by the mortgage lender. Again, they're ordering through an appraisal management company known as an AMC for the appraisal process, because the lender are not having direct communication with the appraisers, but instead they're going through a third party. That was all part of our Dodd-Frank Act and many changes that happened, but that's just the one through the appraisal process. So hopefully that helps you out. A little bit of understanding about facts on the appraisal timelines. Again, any questions that you have for me in the mortgage arena, you can reach out to me through the show, 1-855-400-1150, or you can go online at themoneyhour.com. And coming up next on the Money Hour, the importance and benefits of green homes and built green. Leah Mystic with Built Green, Master Builder Associations, right here at 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.